This is Idaho Matters on Boise State Public Radio. Hi, I'm George Prentiss. It is no secret that wildfires are getting worse here in the West. They're threatening lives, homes, and ecosystems. They are also threatening our already precarious watersheds. It's all becoming a bit of a vicious cycle, especially for the drier parts of our region. Allie Budner explains.
Jonathan Bruno knows that fire and water are two forces of nature that are intimately connected in the Western landscape.
You can see some of the burnt trees up here.
Today, the wildland firefighter and conservationist is standing with me inside a steep canyon at the edge of Colorado Springs.
So there's two of these structures.
He's showing me a giant metal mesh fence spanning the width of a man-made rock canal.
It looks like a colander for your spaghetti or something.
He says these glorified spaghetti strainers cost millions of dollars each. They serve the important role of catching large chunks of debris that wash down off these cliffs in the mega rainstorms that often come after a big wildfire.
We're talking about black water full of rocks, full of trees. We have seen boulders the size of cars moved after a post-wildfire.
We've all heard about these massive floods after wildfires, but Bruno says something most people don't know is the burn scars from fires actually attract future storms.
It's because of the amount of heat that's coming off the earth that's drawing these thunderheads in.
And these massive burn scars can do something else: speed up snowmelt. Eco-hydrologist Kelly Gleason recently published a study about that.
And what we found was that for about 850 fires, which occurred all across the West, snow disappeared about 5 days earlier on average.
And in some cases, as much as a month early. It's partly because the vegetation that had shaded the ground was burned off, but also
there's still this standing dead charred forest, which sheds black carbon or soot, in addition to kind of chunks of burned charred debris, which concentrates on the surface, darkens it visibly, and causes it to absorb a lot more of that available sunlight energy.
She says it's like the snow is wearing a black t-shirt on a sunny day. And she found this early melting phenomenon lasts for up to a decade after a fire. She says this shouldn't just matter to snow lovers or people who live at elevation.
50-70% of all the water in our streams and pipes and water bottles originates as snowpack in the 11 western states.
Snowpack is essentially our version of water storage through winter and spring. And if it melts too early,
we really don't have the infrastructure or reservoir storage capacity to hold that water until the summer when we need it the most.
Local water companies are also worried about what wildfires can do to storage and supply.
That's definitely something that keeps me up at night.
That's Mark Shea with Colorado Springs Utilities. He's not talking hypothetically either. Severe flooding after a devastating wildfire here 7 years ago did major damage to roads and water pipes. He says it cost millions of dollars, and the destruction even got close to impacting water treatment facilities and one of the city's critical reservoirs. But he isn't just sitting around waiting for his worst nightmare to come true.
We work closely with other agencies that are involved in wildfire suppression, U.S. Forest Service specifically.
That's where Oscar Martinez works. I go with Shea and Martinez up to a forested area above Colorado Springs to see what they're working on together. Martinez shows me a recently treated stand of ponderosa pine. That basically means his crew has thinned out the trees.
If you had come here before the treatment, it would have been pretty densely packed with individual trees.
Martinez says when conditions are right, they'll come back and do a prescribed burn here. But even now, if a wildfire comes through, the area won't burn as hot or as fast, and they'll be able to better predict the path of the flames. And he says that's the key to how water providers like Shea can better protect their infrastructure.
In Colorado, more than most places, our forests and our water pipelines are intimately connected. I mean, 80 to 90% of the water comes off the forest in some way, shape, or form.
And planning ahead for wildfires, he says, is a way to protect them both. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Allie Budner.
And we're lucky that Allie Budner can spend a few minutes with us to talk more about this fascinating story. Allie, maybe we can start with one of the many things revealed in your story that, quite frankly, most of us don't know, and that's that burn scars from fires actually attract storms.
Yeah, that was a really fascinating thing I learned from this reporting as well. I happened to be with Jonathan Bruno, a wildland firefighter and a watershed specialist, up near where a wildfire had come through in my area near Colorado Springs. And he just sort of off the cuff mentioned, these floods come through and everybody knows that they're so devastating. What people don't know is that the burn scars themselves actually attract these rainstorms, the very rainstorms we don't want after a big wildfire. And they do that primarily because of the heat that emanates off of these large patches of burned, devegetated ground, and that actually creates a separate weather system that holds the storms over the burn scar and actually encourages the storms that bring flooding.
And then take that one step further. The scars can actually accelerate snowmelt.
Right. And so that was actually the impetus for this whole piece, was that I had seen a scientific study from Kelly Gleason, who is an eco-hydrologist. She's currently at Portland State University. Prior to that, she was at the Desert Research Institute in Nevada. But she had done this research looking at 11 Western states and how snowpack was influenced by the wildfires that had come through there. And she looked for the length of a decade using satellite imagery and samples. And what she found was that in almost every case where a wildfire had come through, even if it had come through 10 years prior, the snowpack in that area on that scar melted an average of 5 days earlier than it would have. And in some cases, as much as a month earlier, as I mentioned in the story. So it was pretty significant and pretty extensive.
Another big aha moment in your story was how much of our water originates from our snowpack.
Right. That was I knew that it was a lot, but I didn't know that it was up to 75%. I think that is something that many people in the West are familiar with. We do tend to watch, how was the snowpack this year? We know that that's related to our water supply. But just how much of it does get stored through the winter and spring in that snowpack, I think maybe not everyone realizes. So the health of that snowpack really is crucial for almost everyone living in the West.
And then you take us to a place that appears to be very familiar for us here in Idaho, a forest full of ponderosa pines, but that forest has been treated. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So I wanted to sort of trace it back to what are some of the solutions here. When I spoke with Mark Shea, who works for Colorado Springs Utilities, he manages water supply for a large city. He said one of the things that we're doing to try to mitigate the impact, the devastating impact that wildfires and the floods afterwards can have on our water supply and our infrastructure, is to deal with the wildfires themselves. So we went up to a place where the U.S. Forest Service and partnership with the utilities was thinning out the forest. And essentially, I think most people who know about wildfire mitigation know that this is one strategy, that you thin out a forest in certain ways to try to enhance the predictability, so that you know where the fire is going to go, you know how hot it's going to burn, and you have a bit more control. It doesn't get out of hand and then create these massive scars that then lead to all the problems we were talking about.
And it's my understanding you've had a more recent conversation about mitigation efforts. Give us an update.
Sure. Yeah. So I reached back out to both Mark Shea and Jonathan Bruno because after the reporting, I was curious about whether there were any solutions that could happen in between the wildfire, if there was a terrible wildfire that created a big scar, and those rains and the snow. And both of them said, yeah, there are plenty of things that can happen and that do happen in between those stages. One of the things Mark Shea said there was a burned area emergency response guide from the Forest Service, including practices like aerial mulching and hill slope stabilization. So they do things right after a fire to try to make those burn scars a little bit less bald and a little bit less likely and prone to flooding and also to those impacts on the snowpack.
the very real link of wildfires and the burn scars, our snowpack, and ultimately our water supply. Allie Budner is a reporter with the Mountain West News Bureau. Allie, thank you.
Thank you.
This is Idaho Matters, and you're listening to Boise State Public Radio.